Last week, the Supreme Court heard oral arguments regarding the constitutionality of a federal statute that is almost 50 years old. The Voting Rights Act of 1965 was enacted to ensure that members of minority groups, particularly African Americans living in the Jim Crow South, were not deprived of the right to vote by various local regulations, including poll taxes and literacy tests. Section 2 of the Act makes discrimination in voting illegal, and Section 5 creates a preclearance mechanism for any changes in election practices or processes for certain states with a history of election discrimination. Section 5 is a temporary provision that has been amended and extended 4 times, most recently in 2006 by an almost unanimous Congress. Last week's case, Shelby County versus Holder, argues that Section 5 is unconstitutional. Section 5's preclearance mechanisms are time-consuming and expensive and only apply to covered jurisdictions. On the one hand, the case against Section 5 seems fairly compelling. The formula that's used to determine which jurisdictions are covered uses data from the 1972 presidential election, thus punishing a handful of states for sins of the past. Though no one is arguing that racism has disappeared, not many suggest that the 2012 elections look the same as the 1972 elections, even in the South. Relatedly, Section 5 opponents argue that some covered jurisdictions look great compared to Midwestern battleground states that have had election controversies lately, such as Pennsylvania and Indiana. Supporters argue that discriminatory shenanigans still continue in those covered jurisdictions, such as election officials attempting to move a polling place in Alaska 70 miles so that it was only accessible by boat or plane. In addition, Section 5 contains within it a bailout provision that allows counties, cities, and townships, and even entire states, to be uncovered on the basis of a clean record for 10 years. Several jurisdictions, including 3/4 of the counties in Virginia, have availed themselves of this bailout mechanism. Under a parallel mechanism, 3 states and some cities and counties in other states have been bailed in. The ironic twist in any discussions about Section 5 is that those who want it struck down argue that it's not necessary anymore. But if that's true, it's because elections are held properly because of the existence of Section 5. Also, those who argue that Section 5 is bad because it only applies to certain jurisdictions don't seem to argue that Section 5 should be extended to all states. Finally, the arguments in the Shelby County case seem to be about a broader issue than voting districts. At February's oral argument, Justice Antonin Scalia referred to the Voting Rights Act as a racial entitlement. In fact, some Section 5 opponents argue that the preclearance mechanism has been used to create and maintain districts controlled by minority groups. Therefore, this case may be seen as similar to Fisher v. Texas, a case heard earlier this term on whether racial preferences in college admissions are unconstitutionally discriminatory against non-minority groups. In both cases, various groups may see these efforts to reverse past discrimination as discriminatory themselves, given several decades of enforcement of anti-discrimination laws. Of course, others see affirmative action programs and Section 5 as still vitally necessary today. This is Christine Hurt.